Infertility in the Media, Cryopreservation, by Chaya Rothschild, Andrologist. My husband was watching The Rookie, Season 1, Episode 13, Caught Stealing, and my ears perked up when I heard the words Fertility Center. Plotline is a lesbian couple that separated, and one partner stole the embryos from the center. There are two big storylines here, and both get a thumbs down from me for how they were portrayed. The officers briefly discuss whether this should be considered a burglary or an abduction. The physician mentions the couple's separation and custody dispute. Sofia Vergara probably wasn't the first woman in this scenario, but certainly got the most media coverage. After her separation from Nick Loeb in 2014, he made multiple attempts to be allowed to transfer embryos that they had created together to a gestational carrier. What particularly drew the infertility community's attention was his attempt to present his case in Louisiana as a custody dispute as opposed to the property dispute it was filed as initially in California. He actually established trust funds in the names of the embryos. Not only did Loeb lose his case, he was fined by the courts for jurisdiction shopping, although it seems he still plans to appeal to the Supreme Court of Louisiana. The legal precedent in the U.S. is for embryo disputes to be handled as property during a separation, not custody. In fact, many centers are circumventing this dilemma by requiring couples to sign agreements when they undergo IVF, indicating the disposition of the embryos in the case of separation or the death of one parent. It should be noted, going back to The Rookie, the doctor's mention of the fact that both partners were female and that one had no biological gametes in the embryos is pretty irrelevant if the couple had a legally binding agreement in place. This is just somewhat of a pet peeve of mine, but when the police get to the home address, the couple is playing tug of war with a set of frosty test tubes, and the clock is ticking, because if the embryos are not returned to the center soon, they'll be compromised. Embryos are microscopic, they thaw in under 5 seconds, and also because of their size, they're not stored in test tubes. They're stored in devices more like coffee stirrers with a slurpy spoon tip. If you're going to steal embryos, you need to steal a cryo tank filled with liquid nitrogen, as well as to keep them stable at minus 196 degrees Celsius. This is actually my favorite part of Orphan Black's interesting presentation of IVF. In Season 3, Helena escapes the lab with her science babies in a cryo tank, and after a few episodes of carrying them around, I'm thinking, that's not how that works. Then poor Helena buries the cryo tank in the garden and buries her babies, apologizing that she didn't know she needed to feed them liquid nitrogen. For more information about male infertility and our practice at Mays, contact us for a free phone consult. Our number is 646-380-2600 or email us. Our address is info@maysmenshealth.com.